The disaster in Padang is pretty massive. There'll be a lot of loss of life and a lot of injuries, so there'll be very many families that will be affected by it. The similarities with Aceh are substantial in that there'll hardly be anybody in the community who is unaffected by this disaster. There are some important differences, though. The disaster in Aceh, the tsunami, the Boxing Day tsunami, happened in the context of a long-running and continuing conflict in Aceh. So there was still a lot of uncertainty about what the security situation would be, whereas that's not the case here in Padang. There are some other important differences, although there was also the earthquake also caused a fair bit of loss of life in Aceh. Most people died as a result of the tsunami. And so there were relatively few injuries. People either died or they survived, whereas here there will be lots of people with injuries that will cause really long-running problems and disability. So there are some important differences. Well, it's very important that the initial emergency response is a really effective one, that the survivors of the disaster have access to clean water, food, access to shelter, that people's safety is protected. And the effectiveness of that response will also have a bit of an impact on the mental health consequences. But lots of people will have mental health problems as a result of this, and they'll be common problems like anxiety, depression. It's important also to remember people with pre-existing mental health problems. Their treatment will have been disrupted. So getting the ordinary health systems and other systems in place as quickly as possible is going to be very important. A disaster of this magnitude really highlights the weaknesses in the existing health system. Indonesia doesn't have very well-developed community mental health systems yet, although it's working very hard on developing them. And a disaster like this brings a lot of attention to mental health. It often brings in additional resources, and it also brings in a lot of external expertise. And all of those things create an opportunity to rethink the mental health system and to think not only of reconstruction, that is, reconstructing what was there before, but moving from reconstruction to development, building a mental health system for the future which is better than the one that was there before. In Aceh, that's what's actually happened. Where there was almost nothing at the time of the tsunami, there is now a functioning community mental health system through most of the province.